Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 90. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low of 71. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Colin Dunn, project engineer for the new Wayne City Water Treatment Plant, appeared before the Wayne City Village Board last night, and he said the project is still on schedule and that spring rains have not really affected the progress. The building is scheduled to go up in September, and crews on site have been doing field welding in preparation. Sue Myers appeared on behalf of the Wayne City Raritan Club to ask for this year's donation to Bean Days. The board voted to approve $1,200 to the Bean Day Committee and $400 to the Lions Club train, which is provided by the Mount Vernon Lions each year. Board members also voted to approve $9,725 to Strafer Pump and Supply for the Johnson Lift Station to repair a rail system that a pump sits on. They also voted to release $15,000 to $20,000 from the oil and gas account for work on additional roads. The board then voted to repair the culverts of two driveways and an alley to within 30 feet of a residence. City ordinance covers repairs to within 30 feet of residences. Property owners have the option to pay for supplies for their portion, and the city will provide labor. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Everybody cut loose. You're invited to spend a day in St. Louis with Frontier Community College, complete with an unforgettable music performance of Footloose at the Muni. This exciting trip is scheduled for Monday, July 22nd, and also includes a riverboat cruise, Gateway Arch tour, dinner at the Spaghetti Factory, and an exclusive backstage tour of America's largest outdoor theater. Space is limited, so don't wait to sign up. Call FCC at 842-3711 to register today.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's. Melty cheese and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Get a savory sausage biscuit with crispy hash browns for just $1.50. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
In other news, the Grayville Police Department has posted a pair of job openings on its Facebook page. The first is for a patrol officer. Those applying for the position must be a U.S. citizen and at least 21 years old. They must also have a high school diploma or equivalent, a valid Illinois driver's license, and a valid FOID card. Applicants must be certified or able to complete basic law enforcement through the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, and they must be able to successfully complete the power test and a written test. Successful applicants will be given an oral interview with the police committee and chief of police. If hired, the officer must pass a physical and drug test and must submit to fingerprinting and pass an FBI criminal history and background check. The second opening is for the position of Chief of Police. Applicants must pass all qualifications for a patrol officer and must be certified through the Illinois Law Enforcement Training Standards Board as a basic law enforcement officer. They must also have law enforcement experience for the past 2 years and must be able to communicate effectively. Roy Mann has been the department's chief since 2015. Applications can be obtained at Grayville City Hall or the Grayville Police Department. The deadline to apply is next Friday, July 12th. 29-year-old Fairfield resident Jeffrey A. Maxim was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday morning. He was wanted on a Clay County warrant for driving under the influence of drugs. Maxim's bond was set at $320. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Inkle has announced the results of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol held in Wayne County last month. The patrol provided extra coverage so troopers could focus on saving lives by making sure all vehicle occupants were buckled up. Troopers recorded 15 total citations and 3 total written warnings during the patrol. 10 citations were for safety belt violations, and 1 was for a child restraint violation. District 19 says lives can be saved if people simply buckle up, and these patrols reinforce that message by focusing on those who ignore the law. The project was funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. The Clay County Hospital Auxiliary has awarded $1,000 scholarships to 2 Clay County students who plan to enter the medical field. Flora High School graduate Aaliyah Lewis reportedly plans to attend Frontier Community College to pursue an RN degree. Louisville High School graduate Kaylee Harmon Strange will be attending Kaskaskia College in their radiology program. The purpose of the auxiliary is to render service to Clay County Hospital, its patients, and its community, as well as to assist the hospital in promoting the health and welfare of the community. The auxiliary wishes the scholarship recipients the best in their future schooling and medical careers. Wayne County Coroner Jimmy Taylor has released the autopsy report of Dane A. Harrison. Harrison died on May 20th after a foot chase with police. Reports at that time stated that he collapsed after the chase while in police custody. Following the autopsy and toxicology of Harrison, forensic pathologist Dr. James Jacoby stated that his death is attributed to methamphetamine toxicity. He said the physical exertion due to running from police is interpreted as contributing to the cause of death. Marijuana use was indicated 1 or 2 days before the incident as well. Dr. Jacoby said there was an absence of significant trauma to the body, but there were multiple superficial abrasions to the face, chest, and upper and lower extremities that were consistent with vegetation brush injuries. In other police business, Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett told WFIW WOKZ News that he believes 2 attempted home invasions in the county on Saturday night and Sunday morning were unrelated. 1 attempted invader was scared off by family dogs, according to Sheriff Everett. He said neither perpetrator was able to enter the homes located in the Klein's Corner and outer North 1st Street areas. He does say that all residents of the county should be vigilant in locking their doors. The sheriff's department had posted on its Facebook page over the weekend about the separate incidents. Anyone who sees suspicious activity should contact the department at 842-6631. A radio station survey of 6 Fairfield area service stations revealed the new 19-cent per gallon increase in state motor fuel taxes has indeed bumped up what you pay at the pump. As of late yesterday afternoon, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Fairfield was $2.87. The high price was at Conoco at $2.89, and the lowest price was at the Murphy gas station, or Walmart, at $2.85 a gallon. The prices were taken from the signage, not the individual pumps. Nationally, the average price went up a nickel a gallon over the last week leading up to the new Illinois tax. In total, the Illinois gas tax per gallon is 38 cents. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said he expects a spike in the Midwest leading up to the 4th of July holiday. AAA points to crude oil prices, supply, demand, and a Philadelphia refinery explosion for the rising prices. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council approved the 2020 budget during Monday night's regular meeting. The total amount, $2,249,232. The appropriations ordinance was also approved by the council. Under visitors on business, the council heard from Cheryl Taylor requesting to schedule the Halloween events. The trick-or-treat time this year will be held on October 26th. Trick-or-treat hours will be from 5 to 7 p.m. The council then heard from Chris Sutton requesting some help with his ongoing neighborhood problems on Pine Street, including too many cats and dogs. Sutton told the council that he wished the ordinances would be enforced. Brad Henson from the First United Methodist Church asked the council for some field dirt to cover some of the areas that the city turned up last year, replacing some aging pipes on the church grounds. A request was made to extend Flower Drive north past the Simpson residence in Wanborough. City superintendent told the council that the homeowners association would need to oil and chip the drive for a 2-year period before the city could take over maintenance on that roadway. A resolution to approve the motor fuel tax money for improvements to the roadway in front of the Edwards County Concrete was approved in the amount of $55,000. The overall motor fuel tax money for the city streets and alleyways was also approved in the amount of $74,022.50. That's for oil and chip work. Some discussion about the animal control warden obtaining a Class C nuisance license from the Department of Natural Resources was discussed. The license has been obtained, and nuisance animals such as skunks and raccoons will now be able to be trapped in Albion. After executive session, the council voted to raise the animal control officer's salary from $1,000 a month to $1,500 per month. The board approved the fair parade permit, voted to not allow parking on Pine Street from 5th to 7th Street during fair week, approved the stop sign installation at Funkhauser and Industrial Streets where they intersect with Route 15. The council agreed to allow the city engineer to do the preliminary design work for the Pinch Waterline Phase 2 and to obtain the easements only. They voted to purchase some new aerator motors at the sewer plant and voted to renew the contract with Clearwave for internet and telephone service for 3 years. This council discussed Ataraxia request for 30,000 yards of clay soil that could be used from the sewer plant for construction. However, there will need to be some more discussion on that request, such as the truck route to haul the dirt to the nearby construction site. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
State Representative Darren Bailey has announced the next dates, times, and locations for his Traveling Office Hours program. Representative Bailey will be at the Hope Center in Albion tomorrow from 9 to 11 a.m. He will then be at the Norris City Village Hall from 1 to 2:30 and the Enfield Water Department from 3 to 4. On July 15th, Bailey will be at the Sisney Village Hall from 9 to 10:30 a.m., then the Fairfield City Hall from 11 to noon. He will then travel to the Village Hall at Noble from 1:30 to 3. Bailey said he received several calls and emails at his office in Louisville, but the traveling office hours give people an opportunity to speak with him or his staff in person without having to drive or find a ride to his office. He also said he appreciates the mayors, elected officials, and business owners who have partnered with him to provide the locations for the program. Depending on where you live in Illinois, June may have seemed very wet and cool. Chris Miller with the National Weather Service says the beginning of June certainly fit that pattern.
Well, you know, we were coming into the month, obviously very wet. We came out of an extremely wet spring, and that was keeping temperatures down. And, you know, when we started the first half of June, especially in the middle part of the month, from about the 12th on to about the 23rd, 24th, that 10-day stretch right in the middle of the month there, quite a bit cooler than normal. We got quite a bit of rain in the area. It seemed like it was raining almost every day there for a good 10-day stretch.
The final few days of last month, though, were hot and dry. Miller said that changed the trends they saw in June, and it became more typical for summertime. While it was a wet month statewide, temperatures only came in a few degrees below normal.
Then just recently, and when I say recently, I'm talking about, you know, last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, we finally got to the point where we got some, you know, more summer-like temperatures in here, temperatures typical for what we would see for later June, and more of the hit-and-miss variety of showers and storms. So the month overall for Central Illinois came in a little bit below normal when we averaged everything out. The temperatures were about a degree or two below normal, not too bad. Precipitation-wise, again, we had another month where we were above normal for rainfall. And typically when we get June, July, and the first part of August, that's the wettest time of the year for us because we get those periods of thunderstorms that come in.
The hottest days of the month were this past weekend, when temperatures in some areas reached the low 90s. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Too hot to fire up the grill? Stop by Dairy Queen in Fairfield during the month of July for Cheeseburger Lover's Menu. Grab two single cheeseburgers for $4. Maybe you need a little more. Grab two double cheeseburgers for just $5. Don't forget to finish off your meal with a Sour Patch Kids Blizzard, a Cupfection treat, or a cake shake, available for a limited time. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. 1204 West Main, Fairfield.
Just like the many Independence Day traditions, there's another tradition. Since 1975, people have been going to Leland's Mower and Tiller in Carmi for Echo, Snapper, and Snapper Pro sales and service. When it comes to mowing, make sure you go to Leland's Mower and Tiller, 1400 North in rural Carmi.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 91. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,671, down 45. The NASDAQ is at 8,065, down 26. August crude oil is at $57.16. That is down $1.93. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 89-year-old Enfield resident Eleanor L. Rankin died on Monday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She worked 43 years at the Enfield Garment Factory. Eleanor Rankin is survived by daughters Carol Weiss, Janice Cochran, and Judy Simmons, 9 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, several great-great-grandchildren, and sisters Floanne Mitchell and Mary Lou Brown. A funeral mass for Eleanor Rankin will be celebrated at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Enfield. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to mass time. Memorials are suggested to the St. Patrick's Playground. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 62-year-old Crossville resident Carla Sue Duke died on Sunday at her home. She worked for many years at Wabash Christian in the food service department. Carla Duke is survived by her mother, Gertie, daughters Bobby Bender, Tiffany Weidenburner, and Anna Grant, son William Donahue, brothers Mark, Brian, and Chris Browning, sisters Sandy Orr, LaDonna Burris, and Janet Klug, 10 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carla Duke will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in Concord Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon to service time. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Family pack of T-bone steaks at $3.79 a pound. Pork spare ribs at $1.69 a pound. Fresh sweet corn, 5 for $1. And Oscar Mayer hot dogs, 99 cents. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main and Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Here's your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today, a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies with a high of 90. Overnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 71. Wednesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies with a high of 88. For the 4th of July, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, mostly sunny skies with a high of 87. And looking ahead to Friday and Saturday, Friday calling for a chance of showers, partly sunny skies with a high of 88. And Saturday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high of 87.